Good morning, everyone. This is Brother Wilmer here this morning with a morning devotional. I greet you all in the name of Jesus, and I've been praying and wondering what to share this week here on the morning devotional, and something happened this week that encouraged me to read a story here this morning. I stopped in at a place this week, at an office supply place, where I met one of my cousins there, and she is also a cousin to one of the young men that took part in the Amish Mafia movie, and just had a very good talk there with them. It was just a very good talk. Had a good conversation with them there, and my we just had a good heart-to-heart talk. And you know, as we in these times that we are in, and some of the things that are happening around us, and movies like this coming out and making top records, makes us realize that there may be some things coming down our way, especially for the believers, as we watch persecution coming, maybe even against some of the people that we would sometimes question where they're at in their faith. And we also know that persecution strengthens us, does strengthen the Christians. For the true believers, it will strengthen them, and for those that do not truly believe, will turn away. And it will separate the sheep from the goats. And with the terrible movies like this Amish Mafia coming out, with the more conservative groups of people amongst them, does make you wonder what is coming and how soon it's coming. And my thoughts been a lot to the martyrs, the people that have been murdered for their faith over the years. And in other countries, there are more people there. I believe I have this correct. I think I was told that since 1980, more people have died for their faith in Christ Jesus in other countries around us since 1980 than all the people together up to then. Here in America, we persecution of that kind has been so foreign to us for enough of generations this far that it's hard for us to fathom that this is still going on. But you know, with some of the things coming, I do believe it was a strike from the enemy. This movie, the Amish Mafia, and I believe it was a strike from the enemy. And also, I believe that the people that were involved in this movie regret it today. I would just that our prayers would, that we would pray for these young men that were tempted into this, and also pray that they would find the Lord Jesus through this, that they would repent and confess and accept Lord Jesus and find that peace that goes beyond anything else that can be experienced here on this earth. In any rate, we need to forgive them and love them and accept them as human beings and as a soul. We do not need to accept the wrong, but we need to accept them and love them and pray for them. I thought for this morning I would just read a story here, and one of the reasons that has encouraged me to do this, because I realize there's none of us know the future, and neither do I. However, I have a sense, there's a deep sense within me that we are about to face some things here in the United States that we haven't faced before. And I know these words could terrify some, but we need not to be terrified. The Bible tells us that we are not to worry about those that can kill us and destroy us, but that we are to fear the one that also has the power to throw us into hell. Now, some people would say he would never throw us into hell. Our Heavenly Father would never do that. But I think, and we believe, that there is a hell. And I think, not exactly sure how many times in the New Testament, but there's quite a few times, I think it's over 20 times, that hell has been mentioned by either Jesus or the apostles. And I think we need to realize that our lives are but a vapor here, and hell is very real, and that sin cannot enter into heaven. So I just pray that as we listen in here this morning, that we could turn our hearts to Christ and just with a new and a fresh this morning, anchor ourselves into the Lord Jesus Christ and enter into the Holy of Holies, and to speak and to pray and to meditate with our Heavenly Father, that we could be strong for the things that are coming our way. We don't know when these things will come, but according to the Bible, they will come. Will they come in our generation, or will they come in the next generation or the next? We have a lot to pray for. We have a lot to preach to our children. We have a lot to teach. Here's a story I'd like to read. The Roman governor stood resolutely before the 40 Roman soldiers of the Thundering Legion. "I command you to make an offering to the Roman gods. If you will not, you will be stripped of your military status." The 40 soldiers all believed firmly in the Lord Jesus. They knew they must not deny him or sacrifice to the Roman idols, no matter what the governor would do to them. Candace spoke for the legion. "Nothing is dearer or of greater honor to us than Christ our God." The governor then tried other tactics to get them to deny their faith. First, he offered them money and imperial honors. Then he threatened them with torment and torture, with the rake and with fire. Candace replied, "You offer us money that remains behind and glory that fades away. You seek to make us friends of the emperor, but alienate us from the true king. We desire one gift, the crown of righteousness. We are anxious for one glory, the glory of the heavenly kingdom. We love honors, those of heaven. you threaten fearful torment and call our godliness a crime, but you will not find us faint-hearted or attached to this life or easily stricken with terror. For the love of God, we are prepared to endure any kind of torture. The governor was enraged. Now he wanted them to die a slow, painful death. They were stripped naked and herded to the middle of a frozen lake. He set soldiers to guard them to prevent any from coming to shore and escaping. The 40 encouraged each other as though they were going to battle. How many of our companions in arms fell on the battlefront, showing themselves loyal to an earthly king? Is it possible for us to fail, to sacrifice our lives in faithfulness to the true king? Let us not turn aside, O warriors. Let us not turn our backs in flight from the devil. They spent the night courageously, bearing their pain and rejoicing in the hope of soon being with the Lord. To increase the torment of the Christians, baths of hot water were put around the lake. With these, the governor hoped to weaken the firm resolve of the freezing men. He told them, "You may come ashore when you are ready to deny your faith." In the end, one of them did weaken, came off the ice to get into a warm bath. When one of the guards on the shore saw him desert, he himself took the place of the traitor, surprising everyone with the suddenness of his conversion. He threw off his clothes and ran to join the naked ones on the ice, crying out loudly, "I am a Christian." I do believe that all 40 men froze to death. In this story, it doesn't confirm that, but from other stories that I've read from these 40 men, they all did freeze to death. The question that I would have here this morning, I guess after the conversation with this couple, the question really came home to me. Are we ready to die for what we believe? Are we ready to not recant? Again, my encouragement here this morning is that we would turn to our Heavenly Father, turn to His promises. It seems that the more I read of the people that died for their faith, there was a peace given to them that surpassed any and all of the pains that they went through. And I believe that can be true for us in our times too, and to remember that our life is but a vapor, then all of eternity, and to spend eternity with our Father, our Lord, Jesus Christ, and Savior, for all eternity will be worth it all.